Now on the line I have our roving reporter Barbara Jennings, and Barbara is in the Irish Georgian Society talking to Donna Cahill. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning, John. Yes, we are on a gorgeous sunny day and we're in, the, as you said, the Irish Georgian Society. Donna, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Barbara.
And tell us all about this society.
The Irish Georgian Society has been around for over 50 years. We're based here on South William Street in Dublin 2 in the City Assembly House, which we're restoring in association with Dublin City Council. And from here, we operate our various conservation and education programs. So the main conservation program we have underway at the moment is the restoration of this building, a lovely building. If you're in this part of the city, make sure you drop in. We have ongoing exhibitions. But what makes it of particular importance is its cultural interest, its architectural interest, and its political interest. It was built in the 1760s by an organisation called the Society of Artists in Ireland and went through various uses over time. So during the 19th century, it in effect was City Hall. Daniel O'Connell was elected as the first Catholic Lord Mayor of the city in this building. And from the room we're standing in, he delivered a speech to people who were gathered out in the street. During much of the 20th century, it was home to the Dublin Civic Museum, but it closed in 2003 and was empty for 10 years. And now what we're doing is that we're reinstating its use as a publicly accessible exhibition room. So 250 years after its first opening, we intend once again holding great exhibitions here following the completion of works in 2016. But in addition to that, the Irish Georgian Society is also involved in other conservation projects. So through the support of the London chapter of the Irish Georgian Society, we're soon to announce a series of conservation grants which will provide support to local community groups, to small organisations and to historic homeowners too in the conservation and restoration works they're doing. And another important conservation initiative that we're going to be announcing later on this year is through the support the Irish Georgian Society has in the United States, where we're going to be launching a building conservation fund to support 5 important conservation projects, including 2 thatched cottages, a triumphal arch that was a gateway to a house called Moat Park in County Roscommon that was demolished in the 1950s, to restore an 18th century painted glass window that was once housed within the ancestral home or the childhood home of the Duke of Wellington in County Meath. So from a conservation point of view, we're very busy, busier than ever. The Society's educational program is also terribly strong, that we will soon be running a study day, a seminar in Rusborough House, which will look at good practice in the maintenance and care of historic chattels and historic houses like silver and porcelain and paintings and so on. That's open to anybody who's interested. It'll be on in late November. Keep an eye on the Irish Georgian Society's website, which is igs.ie for that.
Absolutely fantastic. This is fascinating, John. This room is beautiful. It's got lovely prints and etchings, I think, or are they lithographs? And the both are, and sculptures, and they're just like, the restoration work is absolutely fantastic. Now, what interests me particularly is what is the exhibition room beyond these doors, Donna?
The exhibition room, beyond these doors on the far side of the hall, is octagonal in plan. It's a double-height exhibition room that's lit by 2 large white windows to either side, and again lit by a ceiling lantern. That it was used in the 1760s and 1770s by the Society of Artists in Ireland as a place to celebrate the work of Irish artists. If you go to the National Gallery today and if you take a look at the work of Irish artists of that period in Ireland, all of them hung their work in this great exhibition room. The current condition of the room, it has an earthy feel to it, that in the 1950s there was a coat of cement render placed onto the walls, which is not good for historic buildings and prevents the walls from breathing properly. So one of the first things that we did in our restoration of the building was to remove that plaster. So Now there's exposed brickwork, which is gorgeous. It's red and has a wonderful colour and hue to it, and people adore it. What we will be doing now as part of our restoration of the building is bringing the room back to how it would have been when the Society of Artists constructed it. That what's one of the things that's tremendously exciting about this room is its immediate association with the Society of Artists, is reflecting their role as cultural entrepreneurs looking to promote the work of Irish artists. And so what we want to do is we want to bring back the room to what it would have looked like at that time, and to ensure that the environmental conditions within it will enable us to hang and to borrow artworks from other institutions around the country.
Absolutely fantastic. You have to come to some of these exhibitions, John, and see this octagonal room and this beautiful Georgian house. It's absolutely fantastic.
It sounds fantastic.
It is fantastic, John. It's brilliant. And it's in the city centre, and anybody can walk in, and there's an absolutely fantastic bookshop with all sorts of wonderful related books to the subject. And no doubt we'll be visiting this wonderful space and the Georgian Society again. Donna, thank you very much.
Great, thanks so much.
Back to you, John.
Okay, Barbara, thanks very much for that, and it does sound very, very interesting. So thanks to you, and thanks to Donna.